ようこみましょうへようこそ。
I'm Jason Crane, and I'm back here as always with Yoko Miwa. Hi, Yoko.
Hi, Jason.
We're going to take a little break this week from talking about the story of your life and talk instead about a cool event that is coming up in November that we are encouraging folks to go to. So will you tell people, first of all, where you're playing and when?
Okay, so my trio will be playing at the Scholars Jazz Club in November 19th at 8 p.m. So we play there every year around, you know, this time, like November. Actually, the club is located inside of the DoubleTree Suites Boston Hotel, yes.
And this is always a big show every year. And I've never actually been in Scholars. Can you describe it a little bit?
Yeah. This is one of the best jazz club in Boston, and you know, one of my favorite place to play. And if you've never been there, definitely I will encourage you to go there. It's a beautiful big room. There's a beautiful stage, and I would say 170 people can sit there, and you can have nice dinner and drinks, and you know, you're gonna have a great time. So,
and I'm guessing it has a pretty nice piano.
Oh yeah, Yamaha. Yeah, full size, nine feet. So
now, how did you first start playing at Scholars?
So this is a story. I never thought I would be playing there when I came here, you know, because such a beautiful, amazing jazz club and, you know, all many famous people playing there. But, you know, later on, I thought, wow, that would be amazing if I can play here. So I used to go there bringing my CD, you know, trying to talk to the person who books there. His name is Fred Taylor. I will talk about him a little bit later. But Fred Taylor, you know, I found one day he was there, so I wanted to give him my CD. And, you know, please listen to my CD, you know, blah, blah, blah. But it's so hard to get hold of him because he's always busy talking to people. First of all, before I talk to this, I have to explain other story first.
Sure.
There's a guy's name. His name is Bob Blumenthal. He's a well-known jazz writer. You must know him, right?
I do.
Yeah. He's a writer for Downbeat and Boston Globe, and worked for Mansaris Music, you know, Branford Mansaris company, right?
Right.
So I don't know if he still does, but, you know, he's a pretty well-known guy. And I met him one of the first gigs, you know, Yoko Miwa Trios ever had. So it's a very small restaurant in suburbs, and you know, there's a grand piano. It's a pretty nice place, you know, we're playing. So then he happened to be there, you know, just by chance he happened to be there. And he immediately became a fan of mine. Then, you know, since then we kept in touch. But when I was talking to Fred Taylor at the Scholars, you know, hi Fred, my name is Yoko Miwa and I'd love to play here, you know, here's my CD. And he's like, oh, okay, all right, sure, yeah, thank you. You know, I knew he's not gonna listen to it anyway.
he probably has a million of those conversations.
Yeah, exactly,
every year, right?
Exactly. Yeah, just, you know, stroll to somewhere else. And then I heard somebody's voice. It says, oh, Fred, you know, you should listen to it. She's amazing. And I just look at him. That was Bob Blumenthal. Just happened to be there.
Perfect timing.
I know, exactly. I was like, oh, Bob, you know, and then, you know, Bob and Fred, they are buddies, you know, they're good friends many, many years. And Fred heard what, you know, what Bob said, and he looked at my CD more closely and like, oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I will listen to it then. I was like, okay. And actually, he called me next day, and then he gave me a date for Scarlett's show.
Wow.
I know. That was amazing. He loved my CD. He said, wow, you can swing. Wow. You know, you can play any kind of style or something. And then, I love your style. And yes, I will give you a date. Are you available on November or something, something? Say, yes, I'll take it.
That's right. No matter what he says.
Right, right? Exactly.
Are you available Christmas Eve? Yeah.
Yes. I was like, yes. So then we became good friends too, you know, Fred and I. So now, you know, he's one of my managers. So he took us to New York City, playing at the Lincoln Center and also Blue Note. You know, he's been helping us. So it's amazing.
Now, that first time you played at Scullers, were you nervous? What was it like that first gig?
Yeah, I think I was nervous too. Not too much because, you know, I was already playing a lot of gigs in town and everywhere. And, you know, I always get a little bit nervous before the big show. But as soon as I go up the stage, you know, as soon as I play music, I'm fine. I forget.
Sure.
I just enjoy the moment. And also, I couldn't believe there's so many people. They were there for me. Not, you know, you can feel it. Like, wow, amazing how many people came to see me and they're supporting me. So no reason to get nervous or, you know. So I just enjoy the moment so much. And, yeah. Since then, that's my favorite, you know, one of my favorite places to play. And we play every year. From that, my first gig was year 2009. So we've been playing then since then every year, once a year. And it's been, you know, every show has been sold out, which is amazing. And I'm hoping this year we can do the same thing. Too, you know, so that's I'm telling everybody, please get the tickets now. And also, if it's sold out, you know, I see people really upset coming to see me at the show. They're like, oh, I can't get in. Oh, no ticket left. You know, I really hate to see that, and it's sad. So please get tickets now.
Now, you decided eventually to record at Scullers, and I want to talk about that in a minute. But first, why don't we hear an example of the recording you made? Can you choose a track for us?
Okay, this should be the first song. This could be the start of something by Steve Allen.
So that's music from the album you recorded at Scullers. When did the decision or the idea to record a live album there first come to you?
That was actually our manager's idea, the manager at that time. She suggested, why don't you do the live recording at the, you know, live at the Scholars, and then call it Live at the Scholars Jazz Club. And Fred, the obviously, you know, he loved the idea. So I was a little bit nervous, but it came out very good. And believe it or not, this album is, you know, we recorded so many albums, but this album is the most successful and most popular album to date. And that was chosen one of the best albums of the year by Just Time.
Is it, you know, after, I know you've played a ton of gigs and all that kind of thing, but when you know the recording is going, when you know the microphones are on and that this is the night that you're going to try to make an album from, does it add some pressure?
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, I knew we were going to have fun and we'll be fine no matter what. So, and I know, actually, we play better at the live situation than going to studio. I don't like being, especially the separated room and wearing headphones and stuff. I did that my first three albums in the same way and separated. Just in case, if I do some mistake or somebody make a mistake or, you know, something we want to edit, change. But we never really did that. We never changed anything, even we are separated, you know, there's an option. It's pretty rare you fix something later, punch in something, you know. So, and I realized after three albums, you know what, I'd rather play in the same room, very close to each other. Maybe I don't have to wear headphones. We just play like we usually do. So, and I felt much better.
Yeah, maybe I'm old-fashioned, but it seems like that's the way jazz albums sound best.
Yeah, because, you know, you don't fix anyway.
Right. So, and the music is all about interplay. I mean, it's all about what happens in the moment.
Right, exactly. That's true.
So remind folks when this show is and how they can get tickets.
The show is November 19th, Thursday night at 8 p.m. So you can go to Scholars website, so which is www.scholarsjazz.com, or you can call 617-562-4111. Or you can go to my website, yokomiwa.com, and find out. You know, I have all this information up there, too.
And before we say goodbye to you, Yoko, will you choose another track for us from the Live at Scholars album?
Sure. Why don't we do Wheel of Life? Which is one of my originals. So, Wheel of Life. This is about life, like reincarnation, like that's what you say?
Yeah.
So.
So let's check that out and have a great show in November. And we definitely do encourage people to get those tickets because it always sells out and you don't want to be the person who waited till the last minute and then you'll just have to hear about it from your friends.
Right.
So you should get your tickets now.
Yeah, definitely. Also, you can hear from these tracks, you know, what you can get the feel how it's like being there, because this is live recording, so you can hear audience clapping and then kind of screaming, you know.
So exciting. So here's the Yoko Miwa Trio with Wheel of Life. Talk to you next time, Yoko.
Thank you.